1 Kings 17, look at verse number 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now, verse number 5 is the key to the Christian life. So he went and did. That is the key to the Christian life. And so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. I want you to notice verse number 3. Get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and do what? Next two words. Now turn to chapter 18. Verse number 1. It came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year. Now, where we just read in the first part of chapter 17, and now we're reading in 18, it's been 3 years since the verse we just read. The word of the Lord came to Elijah the third time saying, Go, next two words, unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. Notice in chapter 17, God told Elijah to what? Hide himself. Verse 8, or chapter 18, he said, Show thyself. There's a lot of people trying to show thyself before they hide thyself. You can't show thyself until you are hid thyself. And a lot of preachers try to show themselves and they don't have anything to show because they've never been hid. And Elijah could have never shown himself to Ahab until he had been hid first. That's very important. The Christian life, go and do. And Elijah did that. Now, I'm going to tell you, Elijah had his faults. Elijah had his failures. Elijah had his hang-ups. Elijah was prone to fear. He was scared of his own shadow. He was depressed. He was on depression medicine. He was discouraged. He stayed discouraged half the time. How did God ever use Elijah? When I say Elijah, does anybody think of a great man in the Old Testament? Elijah saw fire come down from heaven. Does that do anything for anybody?
Amen.
Elijah, the big preacher that saw fire come down from heaven. How in the world can God use somebody scared of his own shadow, depressed all the time, discouraged all the time, has faults and failures and hang-ups? Elijah lived in a profane world. Ahab and Jezebel was in the White House. Ahab and a Jezebel ruled the country at that particular time. They were for everything God was against. And they were against everything God was for. But here's the key. How does God use somebody like that? Just a common, ordinary, regular old fella. How does he use somebody like that to show a lost and dying world that God is still God? God is alive and well. He's not dead. He's not on vacation. How does God show himself alive to a profane world, and you got an Ahab and Jezebel running the country, and you got a preacher that's scared of his own shadow, depressed and discouraged all the time? God's looking for ordinary Christian people, ordinary people, before God can prove. Now get this. This is Sunday night. Before God can prove to a lost and dying world that he is God, he has to first prove it to you. He can't prove it to a lost and dying world until you believe he's God.
Right.
If you don't believe he's God, then they will never believe he's God. Before you can see fire come down from heaven, you're going to have to hide thyself before you can show thyself. You can't tell others until you know yourself. Let me help you. Adrian Rogers, it doesn't make any difference what you think about him. He's in heaven now. It doesn't make any difference. Listen, Adrian Rogers did not start pastoring Bellevue Baptist Church the day after he got saved. D.L. Moody did not start pastoring the Moody Bible Church in Chicago, Illinois, the day after he got saved. Billy Graham, makes no difference what you think about it. Billy Graham did not have 30,000 in a crusade 2 weeks after he got saved. Fanny Crosby did not write, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, oh what a foretaste of glory divine," a day after she got saved. Simon Peter did not preach the sermon that he preached on the day of Pentecost the day after he got saved.
Right.
J. Vernon McGee, makes no difference what you think about him. Right. Makes no difference. It don't make a difference what you think about him. J. Vernon McGee didn't write a whole set of commentaries a day after he got saved. J. Vernon McGee, don't have time to tell you the story, but J. Vernon McGee wrote the whole set of commentary. You know when he started? When he started in Genesis to write the whole commentary of the Bible, when he found out he had cancer. He got through Genesis. He said, "I probably never won't get through Exodus. I'll probably be dead." He got through Exodus, kept on writing. He got to Leviticus, kept on writing. All the way to the Old Testament. He said, "Well, I probably won't finish the New Testament. Probably be dead and gone." Got through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then he started Acts and Romans.
Yeah.
You say, how did he write a whole set of commentary? Because God hid thyself before you can show thyself.
Right.
The little shepherd boy. Y'all remember the little shepherd boy? Little ruddy nose.
Yeah.
David.
Amen.
He didn't kill a giant 2 days after he got saved.
Right.
I mean, Joseph, the coat of many colors. You remember that little boy? Snot running out his nose, freckles all over his face. He was not second in command in Egypt 2 weeks after he got saved. You see, all of these guys we talk about, Adrian Rogers, D.L. Moody, Billy Sunday, Charles Spurgeon, whoever, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, all these men. And we look at where they were, but my friend, it took some hiding to get to where they were. And Elijah, it took 3 years of him hiding himself before God can show himself. You ever wondered this? Doctors, they charge $9,000 to clean out from under your fingernails. You know why they can charge $9,000 to clip your toenails? You know why? Because for 12 solid years, they've been in a classroom somewhere. They've been taking test after test after test, staying up at late at night, after midnight, into the wee hours of the morning, sweating and striving to try to learn this stuff so they can pass a test. Yes, they didn't start driving a Mercedes Benz 2 days after they got in college.
Right.
In doctor school. These lawyers, they don't charge by the day. They charge by the half hour. You know how they can do that? Because they spent hours after hours after hours hid in them textbooks, hid somewhere where nobody knew who they were.
Right, right.
Y'all getting it in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
You ever, I'll tell you, some of the old-time preachers, you can tell when they get up and they preach, old-time preachers, they get up. Hey, and I'm not, listen, I don't show, my dad, he don't like me talking about him, and he's sitting here, but I'm going to tell you, there's not too many people you can call at 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. And him get up here, and I'm sitting at home watching, and I'm going, he's got 110 things about God eternal. And I'm thinking, look, it's a good thing I didn't call him at noon. Y'all still be sitting here. But just anybody can't do that unless they've hid themselves first. I remember growing up, get up, go to the restroom, middle of the night, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the light out there in the office is on. Amen. You don't get to show thyself until you've hid thyself.
Right.
Now let me give you this real quick. In chapter 17, God lets Elijah see some stuff before the fire falls. You just don't get saved and all of a sudden see the fire fall. You just don't get called to preach and see the fire fall. Let me give you these three things. It's just 5 to 7s, if anybody's checking the time. But in chapter 17, the first thing God shows Elijah is a brook. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's out in the middle of the desert. And he gets out there, and the brook dries up while he's out there. It's found in verse 5, 6, and 7. He's out there by this brook. He says, Lord, I sure am thirsty. Now, I don't think Elijah was a skinny man. I think he was fat. He got hungry. And he got hungry fast. One of my greatest fears is to die hungry. Some of you think thin is in, but I'm telling you, fat is where it's at. Hallelujah. I had to say that. Some of you asleep. He's sitting by the brook. He says, God, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. You got me out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm hid. Nobody knows where I'm at but you. And I'm thirsty and I'm hungry. God says, well, right there's your drink of water. That brook hasn't dried up yet. Get your drink out of there. Well, what am I going to do for food? He said, don't worry about that. We're going to send the ravens by.
Yep.
Ravens? Ravens are not givers. Ravens are takers.
Right.
Ravens don't give food. Ravens take food. There's no way, God, you're going to be able to feed me with a raven. They'll have it eat before they get it here. So God does the impossible and shows Elijah in private.
Yeah.
What he wants to show the world in public.
Amen.
Some of you need to find you a private place before you go public.
Amen.
Everybody wants to go public. Everybody wants to get saved, get called to preach, and then boom, you know, they're being the soul of the front, praise the soul of the Lord next day. Ain't happening. You're going to have a brook experience. You're going to have to seek God, and God's going to have to say, all right, Elijah, where's your next meal come from? I don't have any idea. Well, let me tell you something, Elijah. God shall supply all your needs.
Amen.
Old Maze Jackson said this. Said, wonder where them ravens got that food. Maze Jackson said this. He said this in another sermon. He said this. He said, them ravens, he said, this ain't in the Bible, but them ravens went over. Ahab and Jezebel was having a party at their house. And them ravens swooped down and got that bread and meat, took it over, and dropped it off where Elijah was. Elijah was eating from the king's table. Out in the middle of the desert where nobody knew where he was at. Before you see the fire fall, you're going to have to find you a private place somewhere and hide yourself out and get alone with God.
Amen.
He took him to a brook. I got to hurry. I can't preach all this, but number one, he took him to a brook. Number two, if you keep reading in chapter 17, not only did he show him something at the brook, he showed him something at the barrel. Now, I'm not talking about the cracker barrel. I'm talking about at the barrel. Verse 8 through verse 16. God showed him something at the barrel. And this woman, God says, hey, Elijah, you go down there to the widow woman's house. Widow woman's house? She's not going to be able to feed nobody. She can't even feed herself and her kid. Right. A widow woman's house. Oh, yeah. Elijah, you go down there to the widow woman's house, and you tell her to fix you something to eat. He knocks on it. Lady, I need you to fix me something to eat. This lady says, look, you want to see this barrel? This barrel's got one little dab. How many of you know what a little dab is? A little dab of flour in here, and that oil, that cruise over there, has got just a little dab of oil. We got, me and my son, we got one more meal out of that, and we fixing to die. That's what the Bible says. I'm just telling you without reading the whole thing. He says, we're going to die. We fix to eat our last meal. This is going to be our last supper. And the preacher said, well, God says, fix me something first. I like that. Hallelujah. I'm for that. You say, what's God trying to prove? God's trying to prove something to Elijah in private.
Yeah.
So Elijah can prove to the world in public when the fire falls.
Yeah.
And Elijah's never going to be able to have the faith to pull that fire down from heaven and pray that fire down from heaven until he's been hid in God.
Yeah, right.
It's a funny thing. Funny thing, Moses wanted to see God, and God says, well, I tell you what, I'm going to have to hide you in the cleft of the rock.
Right.
It's a funny thing. It's something about that hiding. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul wrote 13 books of the New Testament. But before he wrote 13 books of the New Testament, he was hid out on the backside of Arabia somewhere.
Right.
Take a wild guess. For 3 years.
Yeah. Right.
That's a funny thing. Nobody knew where Paul was. Nobody knew. Hey, nobody's seen hiding the hair in for 3 years. And boom, he comes out, writes 13 books of the New Testament. He couldn't have done that until he's been hid in God.
Right.
God says, let me show you something. Elijah in the brook. Let me show you something in the barrel. And I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you, that Bible, if that Bible's true.
Amen.
I'm not telling you a fairy tale story. I'm not telling you something on the Discovery Channel. I'm telling you something in that Bible. It's true. That woman went and fixed that preacher something to eat. She went back, and there was some more meal in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She went back after supper. There was more meal in there for breakfast.
Yeah.
She went back in there. There was more for lunch at 12. She went back at 5, there was more for supper. She went back before they went to bed, there was more for some snacks. And that thing kept on going until the rain came. I'm telling you. God says, Elijah, I can do it. I'm God, I'm very much alive.
Right.
But you ain't going to be able to prove it to nobody until I prove it to you.
Right.
I can take it. I can show you something at the brook. I can show you something at the barrel. And then number 3 in verse 17, he had to show Elijah something with a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same woman. Do I have to tell y'all bad things happen to God's people? Bad things happen to God's people. This woman done lost her. She's the same woman. Same woman that's thinking she's fixing to lose her, or fixing to eat her last meal. Same woman. Lost her son. She done lost her husband. Now she lost her son. And the preacher says, hey, what's wrong with you, lady? Well, I've lost my husband. Now I've lost my son. God, I thought you'd done a wonderful thing through this barrel experience. Well, I mean, what in the world are we going to do now? Listen, folks. Get your head up. Bad things happen to good, godly people. You say, why? Why does God allow bad things to happen to good godly people? Hide thyself.
myself. I need to show you God is God. God is real before you can show somebody else. There may be somebody coming down here in the next little bit. It's gonna lose a family member like this lady did, and you done been through it. You done seen God work. You done seen God bring you through it.
Amen.
And you're gonna be able to put your arm around that person and say, "Hey, I'm telling you from experience, God is still God. He's still on the throne. Hey, He'll see you through." Hide yourself in God. That little boy, he says, "Hey, where's that little boy at?" He said, "Well, he's upstairs." Elijah goes upstairs. It's found right there. And before you get to 18, goes up there, lays across that boy on his bed, puts him on his own bed, lays across him three different times. Elijah prays to God.
Amen.
Says, "God, I know you're real.
Yeah.
I've seen you do something by the brook. Yeah. I've seen you do something in the barrel. I need you to do something for this boy."
Right.
And that boy started breathing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, take it to God. You know what the Bible says, and I ain't got time to preach all this, but it says he went up there and shut the door. Where is that? Does anybody see it? He went up there where the boy was and shut the door. Where is it at? It's somewhere in there. I read it this afternoon. Anyway, y'all find it, holler it out. Went up there and shut the door. Hey, you're going to have to find you a private place, get along with God, and just you and Him, and steal away and get along with Him so there'll be a private time between you and God so He can show yourself in public. He's not only the God of the ravens. He's not only the God of the widows. He's the God of life and death. God has proved Himself to the brook. He's proved Himself by the barrel. And now He's proven Himself by the little boy. Elijah could have showed himself in chapter 17. He said, "Lord, we're going to bypass all this. I don't care nothing about a brook. I don't care nothing about no barrel. I don't care nothing about no little boy. I want to show myself. I don't care nothing about hiding. I want to show myself first." Elijah would have never seen the fire fall. Amen. You're going to have to hide thyself before you can show thyself. And you'll see, that's the end of chapter 17. You got the brook, you got the barrel, and you got the boy, and in chapter 18, it's where the fire falls. When he says, "Show thyself to Ahab." Let me end with this story. I don't know how many of you know this. This fellow's done gone on to be with the Lord. And his name is C.L. Roach. Brother C.L. Roach. He was preaching at a place, at a preacher's fellowship down around Atlanta, Georgia. They had like what we sort of have, the King James Bible fellowships, things like that. He called preachers from the floor and this, that, and the other. And I think Brother Billy Kelly and some of them was in the crowd. And they called on, said, the preacher got up and said, "We're going to have Brother C.L. Roach to come up here and preach in the fellowship." He said, "Old C.L. Roach, get up there," and I'm talking about made a mess. I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all heard a bunch of them. I mean, made a mess of a sermon. I mean, didn't know Philistine from Philistine, didn't know which way was up, and I'm telling you what, just made a mess, and Billy Kelly and Mays Jack, some of them was in the crowd going, "Oh, my goodness, I'd rather be at the Waffle House. This guy." 5 years later, Billy Kelly, Mays Jackson went back to the same preacher's meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. 5 years later, guess who they call on to preach? C.L. Roach. Billy Kelly says, "I ain't sitting through this again. This guy's terrible." And they say, "Well," May said, "we can't get up and leave right in the middle of the service." You know, I know it don't bother some of y'all, but we can't get up and leave right in the middle of the service. He said, "Well, we'll let him preach a little bit." He preached, and son, I'm talking about, he was getting a hold of it. I'm talking about. He said this. He had this little phrase. He said, let me just show you this in passing. And he would show more. He'd preach more in passing than most preachers preach in the whole sermon. Yeah. He'd give you little nuggets just in passing. And Major Billy was out there going, write this down. I'm writing this. I feel the Lord lead me to preach this next week. They went up to C.L. Roach after the whole little Bible conference was over. And he said, brother, C.L. Roach, hey, man, bro, we heard you 5 years ago, and boy, I'm telling you, what in the world's happened to you? He said, well, I'll tell you. He said, 2 weeks after that preacher's meeting 5 years ago, a little church lost their pastor down to Smyrna, Georgia. They called me. A little bit old church. They took care of me. I'm an older type of fella. Took care of me. He said, for 5 years, I stayed at that church. He said, for 5 hours, for 5 days a week, for 5 solid years. I got up at 6 o'clock every morning, and from 6, for 5 hours a day, I studied and read and studied and read and studied and read and wrote sermon outlines and found stuff and found little nuggets in the Bible for 5 solid years. Nobody knows where C.L. Roach went to for 5 years. Where'd he go? Well, we're glad we don't know where he's at because he was terrible. After 5 years, God told him to resign that church, and he went all over this country as an evangelist, preaching every state in the United States. They said, what in the world happened to you? He said, I got hid in God and found out that God is real. And he said, one day I got up, first sermon I preached, he said, I preached some old measly outline I always preached just to get through it. You know, 3 points, a poem, a tear-jerking illustration, and go home. God told him that afternoon, sitting at the supper, he said, C.L. Roach, if you're going to take in people's money, shouldn't you give them something? If you're going to take in people's money sitting out there in the pew, shouldn't you study a little bit and try to give them something? He said, that gripped my heart. And he says, for 5 solid years, I tried to find everything in that Bible about him I could find.
Amen.
So I could show the world he is God.
Amen.
He's been God to me by the brook. He's been God to me by the barrel. He's been God to me by the little boy. Every experience in your life, God's wanting you to hide yourself in him before you'll be able to show anybody anything. That's what Elijah had to do. You know what will help Holy Hills Baptist Church? If Holy Hills, this is just not for preachers. It's not just for preachers. It's for everybody. I think the Bible says something like this. Some of y'all may know this verse by heart. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself. But before you can show thyself, you better hide thyself. Get you a place just you and God know about. And y'all get alone and try to find out what he's got for us. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight. I hope that's helped somebody. God, I pray that it has. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you for this Rogers family. Oh, what a blessing they've been to us today. Lord God, I pray that you would hide them in the cleft of the rock, Lord, so they can show the whole world about you. Lord, start with this preacher. It ain't right. It ain't right for me to live of the gospel of these people's hard-earned money and not study that Bible and try to give them something when they do come. These Sunday school teachers, Lord, it ain't right. God, I pray, Lord, we find a place, hide ourselves, so we can show thyself. I pray that you'd help us now. Start with me. Lord, please, start with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Won't you stand to your feet? Join these that are at the altar. If you'd like to come, find your place. Find your place. Get your place. Hide thyself. Hide thyself. Show thyself. Just a few minutes. Only trust him. Some people are coming if you need to come.